We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Are the listeners ready for this?
Hello, 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 it's Janine.
Hello there, it's Jonesy here.
Something for those who may be here in the hospital or a hospital elsewhere or further afield. Maybe it's a book to read at home or in the garden.
Hello, I'm Julie Kissick. Rian's is a story of incredible loss. But from it came a charity which has offered support to thousands at the most difficult time of their lives.
I would say that from now until next weekend, I don't think you're going to need your flippers or your goggles. You can literally put a coat and shoes on.
You're listening to Radio Glamorgan.
Mental health has a partner that goes with it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not a very nice partner. That's where my head had then gone along the lines of, does it matter if I'm not here anymore? Will the world still carry on working?
Hello, Grant Palmer here.
Hi, my name is Rob Jones.
And I'm Beth Gulliver.
Hi, I'm Lewis Fagg.
Hello, I'm Jill.
Hi, I'm Carleen.
Back to endometriosis explained. Quite often as well, I was permanently anemic, really. I would be on iron tablets all the time and they wouldn't really have an explanation for it, but it was because of the amount of blood loss that I was getting was causing the anemia, because as soon as I had the hysterectomy and my ovaries removed, I've never been anemic since. So it was it was definitely the problem behind it all.
We're not doctors here at Hospital Radio Glamorgan, but we'll try our very best to cure your boredom with some entertaining chat and great music.
She's done it for us, and that's the reminder, really, that she's doing this for something that she loves, which is Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and she loves being here on a Sunday evening with you lot and playing you some Sunday songs, and that's why she's up there doing it, because she just really loves us as a station. And it's important, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that we are volunteers. We do this for free.
Hello, everybody. My name's Suzanne Rankin, and I'm the Chief Executive here at the Health Board. I just would like to wish all patients a very speedy recovery. Get well soon.
Hi, I'm Dan Luzio.
Hello, I'm Richard Manning.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Byron Brain.
When I did my first solo show, next thing, and I'm looking in the corner of my eye, there's an elderly lady, still with an IV attached to her on her old trolley going out, banging really hard on the window, saying, "I love this song," and then started dancing in the corridor. That's when I knew then I'm doing something right. It just meant the world to me.
So the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital charity and the Noah's Ark Children's Hospital is the only children's hospital in Wales. We treat 73,000 children each year across Wales.
Hi, I'm Andrew Wolfe.
Hi, I'm Jay.
Hospital Radio Glamorgan, wonderful service. Long may it continue, and I hope to see your volunteering group grow and grow as years go by.
Let's go!
Nothing was too much trouble for him. And the work he did behind the scenes in the studio, he would liaise with hospital people, and he would get things done. A lot of other people would talk about this needs to happen and this needs to happen, but it was usually John that made it happen. That's what I valued about him. He just did it in a quiet, almost unobtrusive way. And he didn't always, I think, get the recognition he deserved for doing what he did, because he was very humble as well.
That's the kind of person he was.
Broadcasting from the John Wills Studio at the University Hospital of Wales in Cardiff, we are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.